Welcome, everybody, to lesson 166 in our series in book four, God's Will for My Life. We're still looking at the area of sanctification. And this one, this lesson is called My Character, How God Defines It, His Definition. So we're looking at the screen here. We have two questions for you. Number one, how does our culture define character? And then the contrasting view, how does God define character? And we're looking at the verse in Proverbs, to do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Literally, that verse means to do what's right and to live according to justice. The right thing to do actually means more to the Lord than working, because sacrifice back then meant following the sacrificial system of the law. So living rightly, your character and who you are, means more to God than anything you do. So let's click on the screen and take a look at this one. How does our culture define character? Subjectively. It's a moving target, right? It depends on everybody's opinion. It's this pluralistic, relativistic world we live in, especially in America. But how does God define character? Biblical character is based on the very nature, the very character of God, not how people behave. So what God says is good character is God's character that radiates from me. It's very objective. There's a standard. So character ingredient number one, I have to acknowledge there's an objective standard of right and wrong, and it's defined by who God is and his character. And then character ingredient number two, I have to commit to doing what's right in spite of what I want to do and what it could cost me. And this is very difficult in this world, especially in American culture today. So what you're watching on the right hand of the screen there is what we call the Proverbs ladder of character. In this ladder, you can see four different colors. You're going from a reddish color to blue to green and then yellow. The reddish color is literally God's character, where he's concerned the most about making sure that he's represented correctly in culture, and he defines it. He defines what's wisdom by his very nature. Then you have my character. God defines that for us. So first, God is the one who puts his wisdom in my heart. That's how a Christian understands right and wrong. It's through the lens of what God teaches by who he is. And then secondly, why does he do it? Why does he put wisdom on my heart? Because he's not interested in me doing what's right and wrong. He's interested in growing my relationship to him, where his values become mine. So now we dig into my character. My character is a heart issue. It's definitely relational, but it requires renewal. It's going to fight against my nature, but I can defeat my nature. That is possible. So then when God starts growing my character by living in me, his desire is to mold my character. And you can see where it starts. Reverence. Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You can only start to develop a character pleasing to God if you fear him. That's the beginning point. Then he talks about growing you in humility, in submission to his will, in meekness, in faithfulness, and in truthfulness. And each of these we go deep into to look at, to make sure we understand these aren't things where God's radiating out of you. These are things that he's molding you to be truthful, to be faithful, to be meek, to be humble. Then as you move up, what happens is he can be glorified through you. He can radiate his character through you by you getting out of the way and allowing him. And that only happens when you commit to living a life that pleases him by adopting his values. And then all of a sudden in yellow, you understand God's agape love. That is not natural, it's supernatural. You understand what it means to love other people. You understand what real kindness is and mercy. Forgiveness, biblical forgiveness, forgiveness that points to Jesus Christ is supernatural. It's not normal. People say, well, I forgive, but I can't forget. That's not forgiveness. Forgiveness literally is a gift you give to yourself, and it's something that's supernatural from God, that he first gave you on the cross. Then giving. Giving is something that can only happen when first you're humble, You've submitted to him. You're faithful to him. You're truthful. And then he grows your giving. And then diligence, seeking him, and then suffering. This is difficult now. Now we're in the part where God is glorified by the suffering you go through. And then finally, reaching out, sharing. This is a growth. We call it the Proverbs ladder of character, because it's not about what you do. It's about who you are. But we always like to say, God is not interested in who you are. God is interested in who you can be. Like a good father, he wants to grow you to be more and more like his son, Jesus Christ. This is lesson 166 in our series, an FSC University.